Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to an exciting new interview podcast with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
I blame that bloody Bo Burnham. 100%. That guy sings, he acts, he does sketches, he directs, he's like, he does 15,000
lights. If I'm doing a joke, they're like, just go home. Or like, you are ugly. I was like, they are two separate things. We'll have a chat about it later. But what do you think about my joke, which was maybe, I don't know, about a marker.
Hi, Sumukhi, Prashasti, Rohan, Amit. It's great to have you guys on Film Companion.
Hi. Thank you so much for having us.
Anu and I are so excited to be talking comedy with four different generations of comedians. If I'm not wrong, you all started stand-up at different times.
Generations is a big word. Like, generations is a huge word, all right? Like that's right. Like, okay, if it's a Kapoor family photo, that's generations. This is like, you can say like four college batches at best. Like,
yeah, like, that's a good one. If it's a Kapoor photo, means I'd like to be Kareena Kapoor. I'm just putting it right here.
I'd like to be Taimur. I'd take all the free mileage. I will take it.
Fair enough. Four different college batches. We'll take it as that. We are obviously here to discuss your new stand-up Netflix reality show, Comedy Premium League. And there's been quite a few different shows like this on streaming over the last few years. There's been Comicstan, which was about discovering the next generation of talent. Where, you know, Prashasti, you obviously one of the breakouts. There was One Mic Stand, which was about teaching the craft of stand-up to artists and celebrities. So what would you guys say is the aim of Comedy Premium League?
I think Comedy Premium League was basically created to teach us our own lesson. Because in the previous one, we were not competing with each other. And then we got, and then we were trying to be casual about it. And then we got really competitive. So I think it was a taste of our own medicine, where Comicstan, you know, Prashasti and everyone was competing. We're like, there's nothing called competition. And there's One Mic Stand is, oh, look at us giving you gyan. And now we're like, no, it's all ours. So I think that's the difference.
Like, if the judges had to compete, will it get better?
It's like, you remember on Teacher's Day, like, you know, the teachers had to do things like for the students, and there was like all of those things. It felt a little bit like that. It felt like we thought we'd worked hard enough in our careers to never have to go through a cutthroat open mic environment ever again. And yet here we were over multiple episodes going through all of those. I remember there was a point where I was talking to Sumukhi, and it's just like, it's all those insecurities all over again. What is happening? I could have sworn we were past this. Like, how is this happening? So that's kind of what it felt like. But it was also, I think, a great opportunity for a bunch of us who occasionally get to perform in like small groups, or occasionally cross each other on smaller shows, for all of us to sort of get together in the same place and just really have a good time. And I hope that that's something that gets reflected in the show as well.
I think for someone like me, it was like, tum log bhi bhook to ab thoda. Bahut hero ban rahe the na.
Plus, ye bhi tha na ki agar tum ek comedian ko mic ke ilawa thoda aur production aur thode aur paise do, to kya wo kuch zyada kar sakta hai ki nahi? Is the question that was kind of answered here.
Aur uska jawab paane ke liye aapko dekhna hoga Comedy Premium League.
20 August ko Netflix pe now streaming.
Smooth plug. We would have
right. Right.
You said cutthroat, and I'm gonna get to that. But first I have to ask you, how are these teams decided? Did you guys have any say in who gets to play with who? Or did the powers that be just kind of figure it out for you?
Yeah, because since it was the first season, we were very like, so tell us what's up. And then they were told us what's up. And I just say, I was very glad my team, because my team has four workaholics. Everyone likes to work in my team. Okay. Everyone knows that this time, kaam karke, fir 5 minute ka small talk, fir bye. Theek hai, humko jana hai abhi. So I was eternally grateful that my team was Tanmay, Sumaira, Rohan, and I, which is just...
You know, I was just going to expand on how much fun it was to hang out with Sumukhi and talk aside from all of the work. But, you know, who cares about my feelings? Yeah. who cares about my feelings?
I had not met anybody from my team before I came to know the team. Like, the first time we met, so the first time we physically met was 20th of December. So, like, a month before the shoot, we met for the very first time. So, it was, like, different, I think, experiences for different people. So, our team was that way very interesting, with Samay, who's 23 years old, I keep on telling people, his father is just 5 years older than me. So that's the...
I'm surprised Samay is 23. Uski wife 23 wali to hai nahi.
Na, bilkul nahi. Haan. Bilkul nahi.
I get to talk to Samay and I get arthritis because the kind of talks he has.
Achha, but isne koi choice nahi di gayi thi. Like nobody was told ki no room for negotiation. You are stuck with who you're stuck with.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. So like, of course, we're not here to crib about anyone. But like, were there feelings of like, holy crap, how did I get stuck with so-and-so?
I think हमारे टीम में था कि अमित जी की टीम कैसे मैनेज करेगी
The thing about Amit ji is he's the only person in the whole show who was not just his team's captain but also their legal guardian technically only person who can do that
अच्छा ये जी क्यों हो रहा है? Because what? Just age, respect type situation?
I think Amit doesn't roll well, so they're like, we'll add something to it. So Amit let it. So Amit ji just comes like that. That's it.
I mean, come on. I mean, Anupama, come on. After 30 years of covering Bollywood or whatever, like Amit ji just rolls off the tongue, right? Like it's just it's automatic. Like it's exactly
yeah,
like
हमारे community के Amit ji ये हैं. That's what
exactly.
लगातार comedy में बनेगी तो ये करेंगे voiceover.
हाँ.
Okay, so cutthroat, tell me, how like genuinely, how hard did it get? Like, did you guys, you know, Rohan, you're talking about insecurities and you know, talk about that. Like, did they actually surface?
I think so. And I mean, I don't think there's any like shame or this thing in saying that because I know that every single person here is like the sort of person that if they're on a lineup, they want to be the best. Right. And I think that's true for all of us here. And I think that's also why like all of us have gotten where we have gotten because you don't just, so I feel like when there's 16 of us who've sort of gotten there and doing that, you'll go shoot something and you see how strong that is. And then you want to come back the next day and you want to be as strong as that or so on and so forth, because it's not just like an ego thing. It's you're on a lineup. You want to make people laugh. You want to be remembered for a joke that you told or a bit that you did. And I think everybody carried that in there. And so I think in that sense, at least speaking for myself, yeah, there were times where insecurities came up where I'd watch somebody else's performance and go, I don't know that I have the creative potential to even go there. But somehow I'm going to have to go back tonight and find it. And that happening over multiple episodes. Yeah. I mean, I think we did. I think there was a point maybe towards the end of it where like we all looked at each other and you went, what a PTSD ho raha hai na, matlab. When he got in there, all like, you know, it's like that thing where first day is all like, oh, fun and games, like a family reunion, right? First day, everyone's just so thrilled to see each other. Yeah. By the sixth day, it's like, agar us chacha ji ko wapas dega, to kya thode pe thappad maarne wala ho na? Like, so that happened a little bit.
And also just within, since all of us, of course, know each other, but we also had responsibility for our own teammates. Like we can't be the reason why our team doesn't do well.
Yeah.
Because which is a very huge like responsibility for each and everyone, I'm sure. Ki ek to compete kar rahe hai main unse. Also, I don't want to be the one who messes up this 5 minute performance or 6 minute or 4 minute performance. Because then it's not, you didn't bomb for yourself, you bombed for all four of them. And that's a lot of bombing. So I think that really played up for sure.
I think the other pressure is that this is not like another stand-up video ki mere 15 video hai aur 16 main ek aur dal raha hu to koi farak nahi padta agar do char cheeze upar niche ho jaye aur it's not an Instagram reel that I'll make another one next day. This is Netflix. We are doing this like once in a year or year and a half or 2 years, whenever, you know, I don't know when we'll do it again. So your face and your performance, whatever you are going to do, is going to stay on Netflix forever. So you got to give it your best shot. तो आप ये नहीं कर सकते कि ये वाले में मैं थोड़ा ढीला हो जाऊंगा. लाइक व्हेन आई एम डूइंग एन इंस्टाग्राम रील, आई कैन डू इट क्विकली. एक गलती हो गई तो कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ता. बट हियर इट्स नॉट जस्ट द कंपटीशन विद अदर टीम्स, बट इट्स आल्सो अबाउट माय फेस इज गोइंग आउट विद अ पीस ऑफ कंटेंट व्हिच इज गोइंग टू बी ऑन नेटफ्लिक्स फॉरएवर.
Diamond for diamond, no one compares with Mervis. At Mervis Diamond Importers, our natural diamonds come straight from the mines in Africa, and our mermaid lab-grown diamonds beat all others for quality and value. Come view our brilliant diamonds, both natural and lab-grown. Mervis diamonds are so bright and full of fire, they will blow you away. So will the affordable prices. Our diamonds may steal your heart, but not your wallet. See our mermaid lab-grown diamonds and learn how to get a larger diamond for less. you can get a bigger Mermaid lab-grown diamonds than you ever thought possible. And with Mervis financing, you can enjoy up to 5 years to pay with zero interest. Our generous full-value trader policy and our lifetime warranty program easily make Mervis your first choice. When you mount a world-class Mervis diamond into a designer ring from our huge collection, there is no equal. Mervis Diamond Importers. For an appointment, call 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com. Again, that's 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com.
Let's ensure that it's the best that I can do.
In terms of giving it your best shot, like you said, you know, you guys obviously shot the show during the pandemic when, you know, there hasn't been much live comedy. So did that change the energy on set at all because of that and because of the fact that you guys haven't been able to perform regularly?
You know, in a way, it was actually a really good thing because it was almost like suddenly it's like the candy store's been shut for so long and us kids have been like waiting outside it and suddenly khul gaya. Here's a stage. Here's a budget. Here's time to rehearse. Here are audiences you can go try your jokes in front of. Here's people laughing at me in person, like from 30 feet away for the first time in a year and a half. Here's me sitting and writing with four other comics in a room or three other comics in a room for hours and hours and end, like after so long. So in a way, it was great, actually.
Yeah.
Also, just since we were not performing for so long, it was nice to just sort of do it together because we're like, hey man, everyone's gonna suffer, right? So sabki breathing ha, now ha, stage pe ha, nobody knows. Ha, ha. Fir punchline, I'm like, arey, aapka ek extra breath ho gaya. So all of this cumulatively was like we all went together. We're like, let's just whatever it is, let's do it together, which was more fun than doing it alone.
Yeah. And I think for me, I've seen this is the second reality show I've been a part of. And I've learned that we keep saying, you know, that comedy is an art form that needs time and patience and years. But I've seen that when you box us, we end up producing something magically. Like, you end, like because in the last reality show also, you know, we were given very limited time to come up with content, right? Ek hafte mein hame settle karna tha, and we ended up doing it. So I think with CPL also, what we observed was that when constraints are there, we end up managing somehow. Okay, you either take feedback from your peers, you use online audience, you use you go to stage once in a while, but you end up managing somehow, you end up creating output.
End of the day, matlab hum sab Indian education system ke products hai na, last minute pe hota hai sab kuch time.
Yeah, exactly. So, aur kya bech ke hai hum log. Hamara medium se medium joke, humne jo humne ye dekhiye, ye hai Dave Chappelle wala joke sirf aapke liye.
Ha, mujhe aata hai 2 marks ka, lekin agar answer hai 12 marks ka, to likhunga main. It's that. Active voice, passive voice.
But in terms of being boxed together, like you guys said, you know, there's obviously so many of you on the show. And you obviously are performing to an audience, but there's 16 comics, then you have the host and you have special guests. So does it change anything when so much of the audience you're performing to are other comics?
I don't. So at least for me personally, on some level, beyond a point, I wasn't performing for the other comics in the sense that I don't think a lot of people here were, because at the end of the day, I mean, you find out more when you watch the show, the comics aren't really the ones controlling your fate. So you're not thinking in those terms. You're thinking more in terms of, if I make this audience laugh, this will go great for me. And it'll make all the other comics mad, which is even better. So you're very aware of the fact, of course, that you don't want to fail in front of your peers, right? Because these are all people who are great. But you're not, at the same time, I think we were not performing for each other so much as, like we said, ek saal audience ke bhuke the hum. So we were definitely performing for them.
I think if you've been in the circuit long enough, you also know that comics are the most forgiving of other comics. So, you know, as a new comic, you're extremely conscious of other comics watching you. But the exact opposite happens if you spend a couple of years here, because, you know, kitna hi bura hoga, inko samajh mein aayega, main kya karne ki koshish kar rahi thi. You get over that barrier. It is the audience and only the audience that you perform for them.
We also understand that the other teams are also having the same sufferings that we have. We are also prepping all night, last minute joke changes. So even while we're performing, they're not really watching us perform. They're thinking about their performance and having that plastered smile of, acha kya, par mera joke kaun sa tha. They're also learning their lines. So at no point were we like, what do you guys think? They're like, oh, we know what you're thinking. You're thinking about your performance. So carry on.
Like, I'm sure Prashasti's performance was great, but I'll only know when I watch the show, because I sure as shit wasn't paying attention when it was happening. So...
And going back to that point of, you know, pandemic, actually the lockdown helped us in the sense that we all were locked up in one place together. So we could actually rehearse, go back after every shoot, you would be like, oh my god, ye to level thoda aur upar chala gaya. And then we would go back, rewrite, look at stuff and work overnight. Yehi agar lockdown ke bagair, if we are going back to our homes every day, I think thoda farak rehta between what we've been able to achieve.
True.
But you know, what a privilege that is to sort of sharpen your craft surrounded by your peers who you love and respect. I mean, that's,
oh, of course,
that's a dream, man.
100%.
Tell me, you know, so the last 15 months have been so hard for everyone at some level or the other, right? And for you, your profession is to be funny. It is to make people laugh. And how do you find that ability to find humor, to find joy when there is so little of it outside?
I cry into my pillow for about 45 minutes straight and then I'm good.
It's just after he's done, he passes the same pillow and just it comes from Santa Cruz.
It's the crying pillow. Whoever has it is forgiven all things in those 45 minutes.
Comedy, I think वैसे ही comedy maximum तो tragedy से ही निकलती है. You know, most of the things that you talk about in comedy are things that bother you. You know, so in fact, in lockdown, there the number of things that were bothering us have, I think, increased. It was more a question of whether you are in the mood of writing a joke or not. That was a challenge that a lot of us, I think, faced. And you know, most of the comics that I've spoken to, you know, especially in the second wave, we went through that challenge way more than the first wave. But, you know, we were like, oh my God, like first wave, at least we saw some light at the end of the tunnel. But second wave kind of took the wind out of, you know, whatever was happening. So, yes, it's for me, it's, you know, and I've seen that, you know, it's been tough writing jokes now. But when we were with each other, you know, I think when we are in a room, and that's something that I tell always, that when you're working with comics, stage se zyada green room interesting hota hai.
100% true. 100% true. It's like company offsites, right? The fun stuff's not happening in those PPT sessions.
Asli jokes to green room mein aa rahe hain, correct? Exactly.
It also feels like the other big impact of the pandemic on the comedy scene is because, you know, live comedy wasn't up and running. Most comics were focusing on digital content, on creating content for YouTube or social media. People have been doing Zoom shows. So do you guys feel like that's a permanent shift in the scene, even when comedy is up and running again? And is that a good thing?
I would rather go to US and perform for America than sit here and do it.
He's saying all this, but I'd also like to point out, and Prashasti and Sumukhi can back me up on this, rehearsal ke beech mein, rehearsal show ke beech mein ek ghanta free mile, to Amit ji laptop pe baith ke corporate show kar rahe. Achha, Amit ji, aap America jaoge? Achha, Amit ji, rehearsal mein corporate show karte ho Zoom pe aur bol rahe ho aap America jaoge? Sharma nahi chahiye aapko. Apni umar pe aise jhoot nahi bolte.
Ye Toblerone wali aadat hame achhi nahi lagi.
Zoom show ki bitching hum sab karte hai, but at some level, okay. Zoom shows, okay. And the beauty of Zoom shows, you also find an audience that typically sometimes cannot come to your live shows, right? There are towns and cities in our country jahan pe live shows nahi hote ya abhi 5 saal aur tak nahi honge shayad. So that audience also you capture. Your corporate shows are easier because they can't have it. At some level, we know it's working, but of course, we love live shows and we that team at the end of
it. But I have heard of stories on, you know, in open mics, because now they are open, you know, anybody can join from anywhere to do an open mic. I've heard of stories of people from really tier 3 cities getting on, you know, the third floor of their houses, because the signal is coming from there, he's performing 5 minutes with a mobile phone ka light. You know, on an open mic, which is being conducted by somebody sitting in Bombay. And it's beautiful. Like, people are surprised. Yeah. Like, then people, you know, one of the guys was telling me the stories ki, yaar, ab mujhe sharam aati agar main kisi cheez ka excuse bolta hun ki main open mic kyun nahi kar sakta. Because I saw that guy, you know, especially going to that third floor, tanki ke paas baith ke, wahan se wo mobile ki light pe, he's doing 5 minutes. How beautiful is that? So that's what's happened to comedy. That hopefully should stay.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Okay, can I know this is a complete generalization, but just generally speaking, would you say that there is more camaraderie within the comedy world? Because the world I know best is Bollywood, right? Is the Hindi film industry. And there have been generations where there was great feedback and there was great, and then generations where it was all like, ye film meri hai, Friday tak main nahi dikhaunga, kisi ko nahi, you know, like, and massive sort of what was called quote unquote the camps and all the rest of it, right? Where does, I'm very curious, where does the comedy world fall in the spectrum? Like, one spectrum of this is also the Malayalam film industry, which is just fantastic in terms of its collaborative nature. You know, they're acting in each other's films, they're telling each other about their scripts, and Malayalam films start with a thank you and there'll be some 20 names of other amazing artists, which is like such an amazing thing to see. Because I don't know the comedy world very well, how would you describe it?
I don't want to make it awkward, but you know, I have not yet been invited to Amit Ji's Diwali party even once. It's,
you know, now that he's bringing it up,
yeah, I mean, I don't, you make of it what you will.
I've been in other industries, I've worked in IT, then I've worked in TV for a bit. And I feel that definitely, even pre-pandemic, this is an industry where it's a very anti-stardom industry, I feel. Like, as it's very easy to, you know, and I'm a fairly, I would not call myself an introvert, but I struggle to reach out to people. I struggle to network. And I've suffered because of that in my previous professions. But that never happened in comedy. Like, I think my induction into comedy and growth has been very heavily supported by a lot of mentoring and a lot of people proactively trying to be inclusive. So I definitely feel that that is something I've seen only here, and not, you know, not seen other creative places, but from what I gather from my brother who's trying to be a musician, or from what I gather from my actor friends, this definitely is unique, you know, in our.
I have a different opinion here. I think maybe because I've been around for like a longer time. Rohan has been around for maybe a couple of years more than me. So 2010-2009. So how I see it is ki 2015-16 tak ye fraternity thi, uske baad ye industry banne lag gayi comedy. And I'll tell you the reason. You know, till then most of us were making like some money from comedy. It was not great money. Okay. But after, I think in that time frame of 2014-15-16, a lot of money started flowing into comedy. People started making money. So the difference between people, you know, some people who started together, some of them whose videos went viral versus whose video didn't go viral, the amount of money people were making, the difference became big. And suddenly somebody, anybody who was joining the industry, they could see that the benchmark is XYZ now. You know, it's not somebody who's sitting next to you. So in the last 5 years, I think at least I have seen the, you know, the amount of insecurity or, you know, the competitiveness increasing in the industry than what it was, you know, when we started. You know, when we started, most of us were like, karte hai comedy, joke likhenge, maja aayega. And we were like, in the first 2 years, we were hardly like 3,000, 4,000 rupees for a show, Rohan.
First, you said 3,000, 4,000. I was like, 3,000, 4,000 people? No. That was like multiple years of audience put together.
Yeah, my first payout was, I think, 1.5 years into comedy, 3,000 rupees. Niti.
That's wild.
But, you know, it also, it doesn't feel like the best time for creative freedom right now for comics and, you know, even for streaming platforms. I was talking to Karanesh Talwar recently, and he said that right now it feels like there are four safe topics you can joke about. And even Azim Banatwala said in another interview that he's done with political comedy because he said the backlash is too much, which I thought was heartbreaking. So how much does that weigh on you guys, and how much did it affect what you can and can't do on this show?
So, I mean, first of all, when we set out to sort of make this show, we weren't setting out to make a political show or this thing one way or another, right? Like, it's sort of, I feel like political comedy is the sort of thing where you have to choose your occasion, if that makes any sense. And at least at no point going into the show did I feel like this was a political occasion for me, or like that sort of soapbox. This was very much a different show. In terms of the larger things of, I mean, why political comedy, right? I feel like every form of expression is currently caught in like this perfect storm of just constant online blowback. Plus, let's face it, right? We have always, and this is not new in the sense that we've always lived in a country where today, whenever you try to express something, the fact is that our laws and systems are set up to help the people who will be offended by what you say, not to help the person who is, say, causing offense or has particularly said necessarily the offensive thing. Like, this is a fact. Like today, this again was before comedy. If you worked in the press, you know the way defamation suits work. You know the way this thing works. You know the way all of those things work. So I feel like that's something that we always knew. And I think the only thing that happened is, like Amit Ji said, right, when you went from fraternity to industry, I think in this country, once any art form gets to a certain size, certain guardrails sort of show up in it. So I feel like to use an analogy, you want to make a small indie movie that 50 people will watch, say what you want. But you want to make like a sort of mass entertainer blockbuster, you better have 6 songs, safe topics, and Sonu Sood has to get beaten at the end, even though he's a really good guy in real life. Like,
you don't feel anything has sort of changed in the last 1 year that makes it more difficult to be a comedian? You feel like this has been something that's been around for the longest time?
I mean, I feel like we've been dealing with it ever since we've been on YouTube one way or another. It just feels like maybe it's more amplified now because everybody's sitting at home potentially. But I mean, I don't think there's anybody who walked into the show thinking, well, this is a new restriction, is what I'm saying.
So this blowback, Rohan, and you know, we all have it to some extent or the other, like trolling is just a part of my life.
Yeah.
How do you guys deal with it? Do you pay attention? Can you ever maybe not learn something from trolling, but learn something from the feedback you get online? Or do you completely shut it out when you guys are all creating?
You know, there was a period where we were the people who feedback online used to mean a lot to us, where people used to write to us with actually legit constructive criticism. But now it's just become so generic and personal. At the same time, which baffles me on another level, is that too funny nahi hai. Uske baad I'm like, kyun? Then they're like, thank you so much for responding. I'm like, kya kar raha hai tu mere saath?
Big fan.
Yeah. Toh ye toh funny ho ki nahi? They're like, ma'am, maine kab bola ye? So this bipolarity or the kind of trolls or the kind of hate comments that we're getting is just putting in a space where I don't feel like taking online feedback from anyone. I'd rather stick to my peers who are still maintaining the same thing, regardless of what monies are involved. I can see that comics intuitively want to tell you what is a good joke or a better joke. They don't care about, are you getting ahead? They're like, is the better joke getting ahead? Ye toh abhi bhi common hai sare comics mein. But in terms of online hate or online trolls, it's just reached a stage now. I mean, I speak for myself. It's just reached a stage where I'm like, tu kya bol raha hai jo meri maa ne nahi bola hai? So why do I care for you to just go kit in my head about my body? And insanely, they just attack with, if I'm doing a joke, they're like, just go home. Or like, you are ugly. I was like, they are two separate things. We'll have a chat about it later. But what do you think about my joke, which was maybe, I don't know, about a marker. So just the randomness of these trolls are making me very difficult. It's making it very difficult for me to take them seriously. So feedback though, never. And now I'm just voicing them out. I just once in a while cry to others saying, aise kaise bola usne? And the other comics are like, abhi kya hi chakkar na hai? Abhi tum dalogi online to yehi hoga. So
also, it's very low IQ, na. Mujhe lagta hai we need a better class of troll, na. Thoda high level insulting honi chahiye.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, in the early days of the internet, that's what trolling used to be. It used to be an extremely sophisticated, savage form of getting back at people. And now it's just become like rabble rousing for the sake of it. Yeah. Like, which is sort of just, so yeah, I mean, I think what I've learned from it is that you pick your battles.
Genuine feedback wale email dalte hain, maine dekha.
Yeah.
They
are smoky, it really hurt me. I'm like, oh no, she means it.
Okay, she means it.
Yeah.
Feedback wale email dalte hain, baaki log troll hai.
And do you guys feel that to some extent there's more pressure on comedians nowadays to try and do everything, like, you know, apart from just stand up, you know, even on this show, you know, people are rapping, there are skits, there are sketches. In, obviously, nowadays you mentioned, you know, live streaming and things like that. So just
chess, seekhna pad raha hai yaar, chess. Main life mein aaj tak ludo se aage nahi gaya, aaj chess seekhna pad raha hai. Kya ho raha hai?
But yeah, is it tougher that apart from just stand up, the craft that you join this industry for many people, you know, there are all these other things that you have to be funny at.
I think one is it's a choice. So there are still stand-up comedians who've said that I will just do stand-up, I won't do anything else. You know, or you know, in some cases it's also because wahan se roti itni achhi chal rahi hai ki kuch aur karne ki zarurat nahi hai. Okay. The other is I think it's part of the evolution also. You know, like every other industry, you know. I tell people that like in all other industries, technology has impacted how they work. So why would it not happen for performance arts?
Yeah.
You know, so you can't just sit down and say ke bhaiya main to yahi karunga, main to club comedy karunga, and it's the responsibility of people, or people are, you know, logon ke karan meri roti kharab ho rahi hai. It's not the case. You got to evolve with technology, you know, you got to evolve with times, and that's what some of us are doing. Some of us are struggling, you know, so we've tried something this time, and let's see how it goes.
And also just some of the changes or some of the things that everyone's just trying to do, like varied things within the industry, is not a new thing. Like comics across board have done their bits of improv, sketch, stand up, writing, everything. And then they've arrived at, acha, I just want to do stand up. So because we all also came in and YouTube and internet picked up pretty much at the same time, we got stand up, or we got one space and we went for it. So now I think in the past 15, 16 months, everyone is like, oh, what else can I think about it now that live shows are not there? Main aur kya kar sakta hu ya aur kya kar sakti hu? So it's trying out newer fields or areas of comedy isn't new. It just, we took a step back and I think sort of saw it when the access to live comedy sort of stopped for some time.
I blame that bloody Bo Burnham. 100%.
That Bo.
Uske pehle chup chap sab log stage pe jaake mic mein baat karte the. That guy sings, he acts, he does sketches, he directs. He's like, he does 15,000
things. Lights pe kharidne padenge. Haan, comedy group pe lights pe kharidne padenge. Disco light kharidne padenge. Bo, teri wajah se, dekh le. True. I agree with Rohan.
Har ghar mein ab studio ban gaya hai. Jitne comedians hain sabne
ghar pe studio ban gaya. Prawn lagaya piche.
Ye hai. Mera studio jahan pe kapdo ki peti rakhi hai.
Like it, no, I'm telling you, it's really sad. Like इस वक्त मैं उत्तराखंड में हूँ, मेरे पीछे ऐसे mountains है, और मैं यहाँ वायर के साथ लाइट लगा रहा हूँ, ऐसे माइक लगा रहा हूँ, ऐसे डार्क स्पॉट ढूंढ रहा हूँ. It's quite amazing.
Everyone's become a production.
मिक्सी बंद करवाई हुई है ताकि मैं इंटरव्यू
But no, thank you so much, guys. This was so much fun. Rohan, like you said, one of the aims of the show is just to have fun. And I think we as an audience need that more than ever. So we really look forward to that. And we also look forward to a better class of troll as well. So fingers crossed. But thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.